Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion at Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. You guys were at minicamp. You guys were at OTAs for what you saw. What did you see? What stood out to you?
Yeah, and, you know, it's always difficult to make, broad brush observations when you're not in pads. And even Bill Belichick said it's not real football. But just the overall tempo, the intensity, I would say, the organization. And I know Mike and I have been doing this for a lot of years, and it's the same all the time, but it still kind of strikes me how serious the attitude, the business-like performance on the field, right down to a lot at the end of minicamp, a lot of conditioning runs on the hill, a lot of depth out there, a lot of talent, Steve. That's what stuck out to me.
Yeah, I'll go big picture on you. Bill Belichick still loves what he's doing, even though I'm getting a little more gray in the hair, right? Still loves it, still young at heart. With the football, Tom Brady, if you closed your eyes and said, put you in the same spot and it's the year 2007, you'd say it looks like the same Tom Brady I remember from 7 to 2017. So those two guys is where I always start with the Patriots, Belichick and Brady, and it looks like the train just keeps on going forward.
All right, if you're a fan watching this team and you want to know who's popping out there, who popped?
Well, it was hard not to notice, Brandon Cooks. And you had an idea that was going to happen. It's a guy we're familiar with. I mean, we see him making big plays for New Orleans. And then you see Bill Belichick go out and give a first-round draft pick. So you know that he thinks this guy is special. It's not just the run-of-the-mill acquisition. It's not one of these guys we're gonna trade you a fourth-round pick and you're going to give us a fifth and a backup player.
Significant asset.
This was a big-time transaction. You see why, Steve. He's so quick. In and out of his breaks, and it looks to me, this is always the key. Whenever you have a receiver come in with Tom Brady, how quickly do those two mesh? And they were throwing the ball. Tom was throwing the ball to him throughout minicamp, and they spent a lot of time together. You could see even after practice. This is going to be, I think, a huge acquisition.
Going to give you one on offense, one on defense.
Go ahead.
Gronkowski, and just the simple fact he's been on the field for every practice. If you had asked heading into the OTAs, what's your expectation on Gronkowski coming off back surgery, right? The third back surgery of his career.
Right.
I don't think anyone would have been shocked to hear, we're going to keep him off to the side here just to be safe. No, he was a full participant. He's all in. I think if you're a Patriots fan, that's probably your biggest headline takeaway from these practices. Rob Gronkowski has got no restrictions. Then on the defensive side, Jonathan Jones, a cornerback. Everyone's talking about Stephon Gilmore and Malcolm Butler. Good 1-2 combination. To me, it was interesting that Jonathan Jones was the third man in the nickel package and got his hands on a lot of football. So that's a guy to keep an eye on as training camp begins in late July.
Gronk and Edelman, new contracts. Surprise you?
Not especially. I think with both of those guys, they've been good Patriots. They've been very productive for a lot of years. I think you take care of those kinds of guys. I think those are moves, I think, that are in line with what the Patriots have done in the past.
The thing that stands out to me with the Edelman contract is I almost get the sense that it was Julian that was really pushing for it. And, when you get to that point and you've built your team and your franchise,
right.
Bill Belichick, 18 years, and you have players basically coming to you, essentially, is my read on it, to say, look, I want to be here.
Right.
What can we work out? It reminds me a little bit of Teddy Bruschi back in the day, where it's like, okay, you know you got me.
Right.
What can we do to make this work? That's when you really know, Steve, that you've got it going. And it's not going to work with every player, but I think it's a point that probably should be highlighted, that not a lot of teams are in this type of situation.
Paul, will it work with Gronk?
Well, I think it will, and I think this was one of those things. Initially, it works out because, he's obviously was banged up last year again, and Mike talked about the third surgery. So you don't know how that's going to go. If he plays four or five games again, well, they protected themselves. It was just incentives that they gave him. But then the big money kicks in 18 and 19, and I don't know. This is a huge year for him and his future if he's going to stay in New England. I personally don't think he's going to stay in New England.
You think he's gone?
I think the numbers are going to be big. If he has a reasonably good year this year, he's going to want to be looking to extend that deal, and I think the Patriots are going to be leery to do that because of what Mike talked about with the back surgery.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Well, that will do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. We'll see you at training camp next month. See you later.